Welcome to Weekly Wedding Vort for Parshas Nitzavim, Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, the double Parsha. Right now, Klal Yisrael finds themselves, the Sfardim are already holding by Slichus, but the Ashkenazim and all the rest of Klal Yisrael were holding right before minutes and seconds before Slichus. Some of us, at least on a personal level, sometimes we get scared before we go into Rosh Hashanah, because we know what we're going to be. Everything that's going to happen for the next year is judged on these 2 days, and sometimes it's very scary, knowing that we have a court date with the King of Kings, is the Master of the world. It could be a little scary. We could feel a little down on ourselves. What's a message that we could take now, going into Shabbos Nitzavim Vayelech, going into Motzei Shabbos starting Slichus? My Rebbe, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, brings down in his Sefer Imrei Baruch an amazing idea which I would like to share. The last page of the part on Vayelech, Rav Simon brings down an idea from the Gra. The Pasuk says in Hazino, that we'll be reading on Shabbos Shuva, in Dvarim, Perikam, and Beis Pasuk Tes, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoah. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chelek, Kadosh Baruch Hu's portion is his nation. Kadosh Baruch Hu's portion is his nation. The Gra has an amazing idea on this pasuk, which I would like to share. Rav Chaim Volozhiner once came to the Gra and asked him, Rebbe, there's a medrash that brings down in Tana de Be'eliyahu Rabbah that one of the midos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of his midos, you know, we're talking about now Kadosh Baruch Hu's midos in the Slichas, Hashem, Hashem, Karachim, V'chanun. One of Hashem's midos, this medrash brings down in Tana de Be'eliyahu Rabbah, is that he's Sameach V'chokal. He's happy with his portion. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's one of his midos. Rav Chaim Volozhiner asked the Gra, he asked his Rebbe, how can we say on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's happy with this portion? The whole world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. The whole world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. How can we say a Kadosh Baruch Hu's happy with his portion? That's one of his midas. I understand if you're happy with your slice of pizza that you got, or that your Carl's and Gavis you got, your Duggies you got, you're happy with the portion you got. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can it be that one of Hashem's midos is Sameach B'chelko, that he's happy with his portion? The Gra turned back to the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he quoted this pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chelek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's portion is his nation. Ratzo Lomar, the Gra explains, Mahu Chelko Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Hu Sameach Bo Tamid, Amo, Perish Kadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Yisrael B'chol Matzaveim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chelek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly happy with his nation. He's constantly happy with any situation with everything that they're finding themselves in. V'af, and even so, in lefamim yordim mimadragaseim aruchanis, and even if they ever fall spiritually and they fall and they mess up, Shochein Hu Atem B'Toch Tumasam, Kadosh Baruch Hu lives inside of them, even in the midst of the impurity, lo yitcham v'lo yazem, Kadosh Baruch Hu never leaves them. Sameach hu eifel bechalka, wherever they are, Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy with them. B'mesh b'achol lo es shal la'am, lo yitcham lo imirim lo olam v'ad arkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with Klal Yisrael, and he never ever will leave Klal Yisrael. That's what it means, sameach bechalka. Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy with his chelik. Who is his chelik? His chelik is Klal Yisrael. His chelik is us. His chelik is ourselves. When before I got engaged, I knew that I was going to be able to call on my father, be able to help me. My father, Baruch Hashem, he should live to 120. My father is, for his parnasa, he's a jeweler. And I knew when I was going out with my wife and it was time to get the ring, I knew that my father was going to help me, because my father is my father. He was going to the person who was going to find me the best thing. He was the person who was going to find me the best rock and for the best value. He was going to be able to take care of the whole thing. When it comes to my friends sometimes, you know, my father would be able to help them as much as possible, but there's definitely a difference between when my father will help me with the find the ring and my friends. Why? Because he's my father. My father I have a direct connection to. Even though my father wants to help my friends, and Baruch Hashem has very, very much, there's a certain level of comfortability that I have with my father that my friends don't have, because I have that attachment. I have that ability to be able to that internal connection to him, that he helped me very much to be able to pick the ring. You know, it says that the famous story of Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, Shabbat Fur Shlema, brings down from the story from the Chosid of Lublin. The Chosid of Lublin was a very big Baal Tzedakah. And anyone who ever came to the Chosid of Lublin knows that he always gave him a sizable charity. He always gave him a sizable donation. However, the Chosid also sometimes gave to his relatives. He also gave his relatives, but he gave his relatives more. One time, someone came to the Chosid of Lublin, and he told him, you know, Rebbe, you know, we're eighth cousins. You know, my father and your uncle, and he gave him the whole list, and they were, and that makes us eighth cousins. The Chosid of Lublin turned back to him, and he said to him, okay, we're eighth cousins. That doesn't really, you know, you're an eighth cousin. Very good. Thank you very much. Have a great day. And don't get me wrong, as Rabbi Weinberg explained, the Chosid gave him a very good donation. But this guy wanted a little more to be able to get a little more and try to be able to tell the Chosid that he was his relative. Someone on the side was on the side of this as the story was happening, and he told this guy, you know, the Chosid is going to be davening mincha soon. When he's saying when he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, you know, go over to him and say, distant relative. Distant relative, Vaiter Karov, distant relative, and then the Chosid was going to get the message, and he'll give you a little more. As the story went on, the time they gave the Daven Mincha, the Daven Asher in Kaddish, and he saw the Chosid was starting to say Shmoneh Esrei, and this guy poked into the Chosid's ear and said, distant relative, Vaiter Karov, distant relative. After Shmoneh Esrei, after davening, the Chosid turned back to this guy, and he gave them, he got the message loud and proud, he got the message very clear. This story was told to one of the Brisker Revs, one of the Brisker giants in their dynasty, and he said, you know what? The Chosid got tricked. The Chosid got tricked. Why? Because when it comes down to it, you can have a distant cousin, you can have a distant uncle, but a distant father? There's no such thing as a distant father. There's no such thing as a distant father. There's no such thing as a distant Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. As your father, the father's always there. The father's always there to be able to help out. To be able to realize that the father's always there. Our fathers are always there. Going into Rosh Hashanah, going into the Yomim Noran, sometimes we can be so scared. You know, we look at Yomim Noran, they can be scary days, or they can also be awesome days. They can be amazing days. They can be simcha day. They can be simcha filled days. When we say Avinu Malkeinu, what do we say first? We say Avinu, our father, and then Malkeinu. Avinu, our father, our tati, our daddy, and then Malkeinu. Because first and foremost, we have to realize that when we go into the court, when we go into our court that on Wednesday night and on Thursday night in Mirtz Hashem, the judge isn't just some random person that we're just meeting for the first time, but the judge is our father. The judge is the person. The judge is the being that we have this internal connection. He's the jeweler. He is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's going to be able to find us the best rock because we have this internal connection straight up to Avinu Shebashamayim. Now, just to be able to close with a certain story that Rabbi Weinberg explained. Rabbi Weinberg said the story of a rabbi named Rabbi Yeshaya Bardaki, who happened to be the son-in-law of Yisrael of Shklover, who was the Taman Mavok of the Gra. Back in the day, when someone wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael, it was very, very dangerous. And Rabbi Yeshaya Bardaki was once on a ship. And he decided, you know, I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He made all the preparations. Him, his son, and his daughter decided they were going to Eretz Yisrael. What happened was, unfortunately, as Hashem had it happen, the boat capsized, and Rav Yishai Bardaki had to put his son and his daughter on his shoulders. And as he started swimming, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, Yishai looked up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, I can't do it anymore. I can't. If I keep on swimming like this, all three of us are going to pass away. And he had to make the painful decision, the painful choice, which a lot of parents, Chaman al-Son, had to make in the Holocaust to choose a child to be saved. Now we know the halacha says that because men are more machleven and more mitzvahs than women are, he chose his son over his daughter. And now they're all in tears. You can only imagine the scene. The father turns to his daughter and says, I'm so sorry. If we keep on swimming like this, we're all three going to die. I'm crying. Her eyes are bawling. And he takes his son and starts to swim away. As he starts swimming away, his daughter screams out in a very loud and a crying voice. And says, Daddy, Daddy, you're my only daddy. Daddy, Daddy, you're my only daddy. I have no one else. As soon as Avishai Bardaki heard these words, and as tired as he was, and Mamash couldn't do it anymore, when he heard those words from his daughter, Daddy, Daddy, you're my only daddy. He got a certain burst of energy, a burst of strength that Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with, put his daughter on his right shoulder, and swam for a couple more hours to sea. When he got to the shore, he told his daughter, I had no koach. I just want to let you know I love you just as much as I love your brother. But when you said those words of Daddy, Daddy, you're my only daddy, and Mamash penetrated my heart so much. I think for a chassan and a kala, going into a marriage, I think this is very apropos. To be able to realize, to be able to build a bias, Neven by Yisrael, to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the central point of the bias. To realize, Daddy, Daddy, you're my only daddy. Then when you go under the chuppah, and your mamash and your kala is walking around you seven times, to be able to realize that without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a chassan and kala, it's just a chassan and kala, but with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to realize that internal connection that each one of us have to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there a chassan and kala bizocha to build a bayis and a bishrom. And all of us, Bezer Hashem, this Shabbos, will be going into Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, talks all about tshuva. We should be zocha mir to Hashem, as the whole Yom Noram go on, starting from Slichos, up all the way up to Hoshana Rabbah, and even by the Chassidim to go to Zos Chanukah, to be able to realize that we have this internal connection. We had this internal connection that we saw by the Chos of Lublin. We saw this internal connection that we saw by the Gra. And we had this internal connection that we saw by Rabbi Yishai Bardaki. Of Daddy, Daddy, you're my only daddy. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tati, you're our only father. We should be Zoche Be'ez Hashem to a Kasiv V'Chasim Tova, a year of health, a year of bracha, a year of growth, a year of growing closer and closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom every single day. And a Kasiv V'Chasim Tova to us and all Kaisu.